Welcome to Cub Chat Live. This is a weekly show for Cub Scout families, new Cub Scout leaders, and anyone looking to make the youth serving programs in the Boy Scouts of America, awesome. If you're listening to the audio version of today's show, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. If you're watching live with us today, please comment along in the live chat and be sure to check out our audio version of the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Yes, we're a podcast too. Check it out. Okay, here we go.
Hi, everybody. Happy Friday. It is time for Cub Chat Live. Audrey, it's so good to see you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Aaron. Thanks. Good to see you too.
Thanks for being on with us as well. It's our favorite host today. Audrey is joining us today to talk about a little thing that you guys might have heard of. We've talked about this before, but there are some updates we have to share. It's a little thing called DEN Meeting Resources. And as we get started with our conversation, Audrey, maybe you could just kind of tell us, before we get into the details, what is the purpose of DEN Meeting Resources? What are these for?
Well, it's so exciting. It's a new way of doing, really doing business for anyone who's leading a DEN. And we call it DEN Meeting Resources because it's not just for the DEN leader. It is definitely for the DEN leader, but not just. So it makes it easy to hand it off to a parent, or to, especially during our first few months of starting the year when you're maybe focused on bringing in new families and things like that. You could turn it over to an experienced past parent or a commissioner or somebody like that that can come in and help. So the DEN Meeting Resources are our online toolbox that holds everything you need for to plan a DEN and do a DEN meeting. So it's it has all the adventures by rank, and then within each one you go down, you click down, and you find what adventure you want to work on within that rank. And then there's a set of usually three activities. It could be one to three, or it could be more that are suggested activities all ready to go for you. They have there's a little gamified card that tells you all that you need to know about those activities. So you can pick and choose based on your time, based on your location, how much resources it's going to take, and the energy level. Because sometimes you want to bring that down a little bit, and sometimes you want to burn it off. So, and as you plan a balanced DEN meeting, you want to have a mix of all those. And there are, so it's all there. All ready to go. And the supply lists are all there, the directions of how to do it. But it is a new way of doing business. And I know that there have been some folks that haven't quite discovered it yet. They're still looking for maybe past DEN leader guides and things like that. But this is a very robust system. And there's a couple ways to get to it too. And I'm seeing in some of the social media comments that people haven't quite figured out. There's at least two ways to get there. I mean, I guess a third would be just a general search, but right. You can either get there by the QR codes, which are in the youth handbooks, that will get you directly to the adventures, or this website that thank you, Brian, that he just put up there. If you just type in programs/Cub Scouts/adventures, that brings you right to the adventure page, and then you can go down. So there's two ways to get there. If you don't have the QR code in front of you, you just can type that in. And it makes it easy peasy. There's 1,300 web pages. So there's a lot of good information there and resources.
It's very exciting. And I want to give a quick shout out to those of you watching. Brian from PAC 122 in the Three Fires Council is watching on YouTube. Sean is watching on Facebook, and Sean has tagged a friend. That's a great idea. If you all know someone who might benefit from watching the show, please tag a friend. What's up, Rusty? Good to see you again from PAC 84 in New Philadelphia, Ohio. Luke is watching from PAC 21 in Chattanooga, New York. Hi, Sean from Michigan. Good to see Wendy here back again from Elgin, Illinois. Appreciate that. So guys, I think everybody knows that it's been a year of change and an exciting change. The Cub Scout program has been updated, and that has sort of led Audrey and her team to update a lot of the other resources, such as the DEN leader, DEN meeting resources. Thank you. If I didn't know any better, I would say these resources make the program fun, simple, and easy. but now let's just wait real quick, Audrey. So the new Cub Scout program updates went into effect June 1st.
And then the
DEN meeting resources came online. It's August 23rd. School's about to start. DEN meetings. I know, not October yet. They're August 23rd. But school is in my neighborhood, school started last week. Your first DIN meeting, if it hasn't already happened, is probably right around the corner. Has anything changed, Audrey, since June 1st that we need to let the folks know about?
Yes. And it's kind of like a, you know, road trip, you know, the, if you want to use a, an analogy like that. So we're on the road trip going, heading to Niagara Falls, and we see the Niagara Falls, and then we're going to go on to the next thing. And the people in the backseat are going, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Why aren't we there yet? You know, you want to see the next site. It's going to be lovely. It's not as big as that first site, that first bit, but it's still going to be a lovely site. And that's kind of where we are. We're the big site, or the Niagara Falls was the main release of all of this, all the tools and the special resources on top of it, and all of the activities associated with all of the adventures is a massive site, if you will. But then we had a list of things that we wanted to incorporate on top of that. And that is limited by resources that were available and things like that. So we kind of had to do a, are we there yet? You know, we've been waiting a little bit to get these things online. So we went from production and we're now kind of into change management. So the updates that I'm going to talk about are all around feedback. And if you know anything from CubChat Live the last year and a half, we've been talking about how committed we are to data, to surveying our folks that actually use these tools and that are Cub Scout families. And so we want to continue to do that. Just know that there are still some things in our backlog that are still, you know, on the list of sites we want to see, but we aren't there yet. So there's going to be more changes coming. But we do have some constraints with resources available to actually make them happen. But we do want you to know, we see your comments and we look at them and we're like, yes, we're on the right track, because that's already in our backlog. That's already in work, getting ready to happen. And I'm going to get to share some of the things that are there, but that are coming online almost very, very, very soon. The other thing to note is that caution. I see a lot of, we're printing everything out. The whole system is designed to be agile and to be able to make updates and changes so that we can add these things in there. And if you have a printed static copy, you aren't going to get those. So I would, you know, if you still want to print things out, then I would do it like, you know, the week of your meeting or something like that, because there might be updates and changes, and the whole system is designed so that that can happen. The rank requirements are likely not going to be changed unless there's a typo or something like that that we find. Right. But the activities most definitely will, because I've mentioned multiple times, those actually have not been tested. They're great sources. They're really good, but they have not been tested. And that's what we want to get back from you. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
We've had a couple of folks in the comments asking for that link. Behind the scenes, Brian has posted it in the comments, and a few other folks have posted some helpful links as well. Be sure and check those. Marilou, I think that answers your question. That will tell you how to access it if you click on that link from your computer. Shout out to Stephanie from Texarkana. Thank you for watching, Stephanie. We appreciate that. Cowboy Bigfoot, who's watching on YouTube, says he's here, but he's late. That's okay. You're 4 minutes late, Cowboy. It's no big deal. It's fine. We love it. And
you can go back and watch the first 4 minutes.
Exactly. You can always go back. And as a reminder, everybody, this show is now also a podcast, so you can listen to it on your favorite podcast app. What's up, Patricia from the Longhouse Council? Good to see you. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Luke says, thanks for the link. You're welcome. Of course, we're here to serve you guys. That's what we do. Okay. So as Audrey said, it's a road trip. It's been going on for a few months now, and we're not quite there yet. So as we talk about some of the things today, if you go look online right now, you might see that it doesn't look exactly how it's going to look. It will look like that. Could be within a few hours, probably by Monday, early next week, right? It'll look like that. So just bear with us. But let's get on, if we could, Audrey, to our first feature that we've added. And you mentioned it, printing. I think that's something people still do like to have things printed.
Right. I like to make notes of my things, right? And, yeah, you know, highlight or whatever. Yeah. So, yes, the first thing is the first slide is there is now a print button. And this is live. This one's been live for I think it's at least a month and a half maybe. But we just didn't highlight it on CubChat Live. And maybe folks haven't noticed this yet. So we understood that there were folks that didn't have browsers that were easy to find the printing and this and that. So now there is a print button on each of the requirements and the activities. So it's on that right side. It says print this page. And so it should make that printing easier for those that do want to print a hard copy to make notes or hand off to somebody who's going to actually do, you know, directions of something during the actual DEN meeting. You know, you want to just hand them that. So that's exciting. That one is live. That one has already been in service for a while. And so just want to let you know that it's there. Be sure you take a look at it. And we definitely heard that it wasn't as convenient as you needed. And so we fixed that one for you. So, yay!
Yeah. It is funny how the internet does not make it easy necessarily to print.
Yeah, it depends on your browsers and a whole bunch of other things. So we just made it easier for you.
Right. The onus is on the web designer or whoever to have a print button to create a format that makes it printable. As Audrey said, hey, we heard your feedback. You wanted to print
it. We're trying to make it so you don't have to print things so that if you don't want to save for, you know, conservation minded things, but they're there. The caution I gave is just do it really closer to when you're actually going to use it or look at it again and make sure, because we are updating things and we will be updating things. We will let you know, but it's just easiest, wisest to do that right closer in the timeline to when you're going to use it.
So Audrey, we actually talked a little bit about this before we went live. You know, there are some folks who are super planners. That might be you. There are some folks who are not, might be me. But, you know, maybe not a great idea to print out your whole year of program right now.
And I'm a super planner in that I'll set milestones or block points or things that I want to accomplish. But then I go and do the details right before. And that's what I'm recommending, because those details could be changing and shifting and updating.
Yeah, the whole advantage.
Requirements.
Yes.
Not for actual adventures, but much more of the
activities. Details of activities and things like that. If you do print, maybe just check back online to make sure nothing has changed in the days before your meeting. But yeah, I get it. Some people like to have printouts. You can take notes, things like that. Mm-hmm. By the way, there are apps and there's ways you can do that.
Oh, sure. There's ways to do it electronically, but we hear there's enough folks that want it still on paper. So.
Exactly. So that's a big feature. It sounds funny to say, hey, you can print it, but it is kind of a big deal.
It makes it simpler.
Printing web pages is not always easy, but we have made this to be easy. Okay, Audrey, what's our next new feature that we have added?
Okay, so now we're entering to the land of probably this will be online like early next week. You know, we're hoping Monday, but it might be Tuesday. As I said, we have limited resources. So, but they've assured me that we're really, really close. So we're going to go ahead with letting you know what's coming up. And so it's very exciting. So the first thing is that just a reminder that we are big on data and we want to hear back from you. We want to get feedback. And so we've heard, you know, that, you know, where do I go to collect this? Where do I do this? I'm like, well, we've wanted this for a while, but as I said, resources. So, the way to get feedback is now going to be, there's three levels and it's going to be super easy. So when you open up your adventure and you go to the requirements, one of them says, you know, it's going to say visit a paramedic. But what you see on the left-hand side is going to be a little blue vertical box there. And that is where you would click on it. And then the next slide is going to show me how easy this is. So this is a super short form and it gives you a quick and in and out, and we'd really appreciate all the feedback we can get on this. As you said, we use the data to make future choices as you, as the voice. So the more voices we hear, the better data sample and the better results. So it's quick and easy. You know, how happy are you with the adventure or this activity, depending on what you're looking at, if you're looking at an adventure or an activity, and it'll show you the happy faces from sad all the way to very happy. And we, as we've talked before, we really want to know, we want to be in the zone of the, you know, I'm happy or I'm really happy section. And then there's a box for, you know, provide any feedback you have on this activity. Maybe there's something at one direction that's not as clear as it could be, or something like that. Is there the short open response? Is there something specific that you didn't like, or a quick tip? Maybe there's an improvement. Maybe it's fine, but it could be better. This should just take a couple seconds, and we really hope that most people will take the time to do this little happy face tip and not even a tip, just a happy face. And that would give us data that we can review and incorporate if needed. The next one that we're going to go into is how to report an error. So there's lots of levels of checks that it's gone through, but still human beings are involved and typos happen, things get reversed, symbols get moved around. This is specifically to the page that you're on. We'd like you to give us a report. Is there any grammatical errors? As I said, these have gone through professional proofreaders and everything, but things still happen, typos still happen. Are there different requirements? Are the requirements differing based on what is in the handbook, like the youth handbook or this one? This would be the place to put it. And are the directions incorrect? If something got out of order or something like that, this is the perfect place to put it. This would be an error or an issue. This is not the spot for, I want to improve this. That would be either the front, the one right above it, or the one I'm going to talk about in a minute. This is wrong. This is just wrong and we need to fix it. I know when I see something in grammatical errors, I just like, cringe. So this is that kind of response. This is where that goes. And then the next one is going to be called what we call the long form. And this one is going to be similar to what was done when we tested the adventures in the last several years when we've been doing the actual formation of the whole updates. And so this is going to take you some time. It's more like a regular survey where the first ones are just quick, boom, I like this, here's a tip, or here's an error. This one is a little bit more time, not a super amount of time, but just a little bit more time and a little more thought put into it. So this is something that we'd like to find out more about. And it's not going to be about the adventure. We'd like to know who you are giving this. What den is this specifically? Are we talking about what, you know, and how do you use this in your den? And so this, you'll go to this survey and you'll be asked, they estimate about 2 to 5 minutes, and it's going to be based on how much open feedback you'd like to provide. So you're not required to provide everything, but we'd really appreciate it. So this tells you, please select the rank or the grade you're going to be evaluating. So you would select, you know, bear, I'm doing third grade. That's what I'm going to talk about. And then the next one says, the size of your den and how often do you meet? So, and that could be some activities. If you're only meeting once a month, then this might be a lot of activities. But if you're meeting every week, you know, you may want more. So that just gives us more interesting information. And how long do you meet? And then the next one. Oh, and I missed the how many scouts were in your den. So that gives me an idea on size, obviously. Is this age appropriate, engaging, or fun, right? Engaging means, is it fun? Was interesting, kept their attention, and how long it took, how long the actual activity took. And then that gives you, you know, you agree with this or you don't agree with this statement. It's age appropriate. Is it or is it not? And the requirements are engaging for the youth in your den. So you'd be observing your youth because the youth don't fill out the actual survey. So that is the next one. And then this gives you a space to put just in your words what you liked about it and what would you change. And so this would be your time to say, you know, I loved this one. I think it's really great. Give me more of this kind of thing. And or you know, it was good, but we really found that this one area wasn't as engaging as the other areas. So that would be the perfect place to put that.
This is awesome, Audrey. I want to give a few more quick shout outs. Special thanks to Fred, who is watching. Fred's an assistant district commissioner. We've talked on this show before about the value of commissioner service. Fred, thank you for watching. By the way, Brian is in Fred's district, both of them watching on YouTube. Very, very cool. Luke says he likes to give feedback. Luke, we've got the perfect tool for you. It should be live. It's not live right this second, but it should be live shortly, probably on Monday, early next week. Yep. Christine says, I love how the website is user-friendly and the requirements are more specified now. That's the idea, Christine. Thank you. Rich says, neat feature. And Brian says, I love this feedback too. Looking forward to using it. Yeah, that's the idea.
For those of us that we heard comments like, well, I never got to fill out the other surveys. How come it never came to me? This is your opportunity.
Right.
Every single time you open Den Meeting Resources, and you can give feedback as you see each of the new things. So this is a perfect opportunity to do that.
It's another reason to, even if you print out the requirements or whatever, it's another reason to go back and check the website as a chance to get feedback. Yeah, anytime we've done a story, we've talked a lot over the last year and a half or so, Audrey, about how you guys rely on data. And it's not even just you guys. At Scouting America, we have a professional researcher, right? And that's their job. They know how to collect data and ask the questions the right way and all these things like that. So it's not even just us sort of figuring it out, right? These are done by professionals.
Right. And that's actually the long form is through that person who does that. So it is, it will be officially good data instead of, leading questions or things like that. It gives us open-ended things.
There are specific ways that, you need to ask questions to make sure you don't lead people to answer a certain way, right? So like you said, Audrey, whenever we do these shows, people often say, well, where can I get feedback? How do I do it? And so I think, hey, they heard you guys saying that, this is an opportunity. This feature will be live for every adventure, right, Audrey? And people
and activity
for every activity. Okay. Thank you. Every activity. Yeah. Not even every adventure, right? Because there's multiple activities sometimes per adventure. So Stephanie says, I would love to get feedback as a den leader and of a mother. Yeah. Perfect.
Right. And up to this point, we've had to rely on social media and people that through various communication chains have been able to give us information. Just because we were waiting on the resources to be able to develop this, it takes some time to develop everything. So, we're very excited that it's here. We've captured a bunch of the ones that were on social media groups and we're able to incorporate them. I know that a bulk of our people are just now touching the resource and wondering where if we had a den meeting for a den leader manual, where that is. Well, it's online and that's this den meeting resources. And it is very robust. Take some time, look around. Our website has also been updated to make sure everything is current and relevant there. Our resource sheet has been updated. There's so many things that have been updated. So take a look, everything's refreshed. And we'll be doing other topics along that way, but we're preparing you to be ready for the fall. And we know that there's a lot of folks who are just now seeing it, even though we've been promoting it for, a year and a half, they're just now seeing, there's a change. So that's exciting to see. And now they'll be able to give feedback as they work through with the tool. We hope not just negative feedback. We hope that a lot of people that are enjoying it will take the time to say, yes, I'm really enjoying this. This is the kind of thing I like. Keep going, keep doing it. So we'd like to hear both sides. Absolutely.
Yeah. We want you to be honest. A scout is trustworthy, right? We want you to be honest. Just to recap.
Well, honestly, a lot of the folks that are happy never say anything because they're happy. They just move along.
Right.
So we really would love to hear both sides.
Right. Just to recap, everybody, I'm going to have behind the scenes Brian put the URL back up on the screen real quick. We're talking about Den Meeting Resources, which very valuable for not only Den leaders, but I think parents of Cub Scouts might find this resource useful. And anyone is welcome to leave feedback.
Right, because in Cub Scouting, the parents can work on adventures with their scouts. Right. And that's exactly right. And We honestly, we're going to talk about this in another session, but we're going to encourage folks to show the QR codes to the parents that is a tool to get directly to this and see it and be able to use it easily, or those commissioners the first few months while we're just bringing in new families or new dens, as the coaches and mentors, other experienced leaders. That these are all things you can. So if you don't have the youth handbook handy with that QR code, you can get in directly through the website, absolutely easily through this link.
Yeah, bookmark that website right there, folks.
Search, but it's a little more challenging. Did you get the right search, you know, yes. line?
Right.
And you don't want to go to old information.
Yes, bookmark that website right there so you'll have it at your convenience. The DIN meeting resources went live on June 1st when the scope program updates went into effect. The print feature just went up recently.
It's been at least a month.
The feedback feature will be up shortly. Audrey, do we need to let folks know about anything else that might be, any updates or anything else that might be coming soon?
Well, we do have some things still in the backlog, as I mentioned. Backlog is a computing term for how things are developed. And so there's some wish list things we have that we hope to get in soon. We're going to be, based on your feedback, we are going to be refining any of the errors or omissions or things that you want to see there. And then some of the activities after a period of time, we need to get a significant data sample in order to make it a relevant answer to decide that this is not working. This one is not working. Activities we will replace or update or fix as needed. The adventures are going to stay for a while because we just released them and those were tested heavily. So we feel really strongly that they are going to be really enjoyed. Be the fun and exciting, easy, engaging activities that you hope for. The activities, which are the things underneath that requirement, those haven't been tested as much. And so we will be changing those if they're necessary. So that would be something that I'm not going to say exactly, but it was definitely going to be a few months because we need to get a significant sample of data if there's one that's not performing. So, So some things are immediate. If we see an error, that's going to be immediately. And that's why it's a beautiful thing that it's online. We don't have to wait to reprint. We don't have to, go through, say, supply channels to get something updated. We can fix that immediately. So all the things that are online that are omissions, errors, typos, any grammatical errors, we hope they're very few, but those things will be fixed immediately.
Yeah, this is such a huge improvement. I always like to tell stories about the old days. I'm a recovering Scoutmaster, Audrey, and a den leader. And I remember when I took over. Now, it's been a few years, guys, but I was handed a notebook. And I swear it was this big of den meeting plans. And this was a long time ago. Right. And even then, the notebook looked like it had been printed 20 years before that, right? So how nice is it now that we have the technology and the ability to update these things?
Exactly. And it's human nature. You get the thing you've been waiting for forever, the ability to change things, and they're like, and then you get the, why isn't it better? Right. Yeah. We literally just did this. This is like, took years to get this completed. And so, but we enjoy it. We understand that enthusiasm that I like this, but let's make it even better. So, everything, we've got some time, needs to take some time. So enjoy it right now. This is a wonderful new tool. Tell everybody about it. Get folks using it. Make sure they understand that they don't just have to have the QR code. They can go directly through the link or just straight up to the website. And then you go down just a little tiny bit. It's on the main page. It's on the main Cub Scout program page. Just the link we gave you gets it to you straight. Right there. Exactly. But it's there. It's a wonderful tool. Please use it and please give us feedback once that's live. And we're hoping that's Monday, maybe Tuesday, but early next week. So, awesome. That's exciting and we can't wait to hear from you.
That's awesome. Before we let you go, Audrey, I do want to address, I think, a fair question from Sarah. We're talking about DIN meeting plans. Are there any PAC meeting plans or something like this for PAC meetings? Is that something that you guys plan to offer?
So those would be some of the things that are like in our workload for this year. There are the cross adventures, which we have put out, the cycling, the race time, summertime fun, the cycling, fishing, and I'm missing one.
These are Cub Scout adventures that go across several different ranks.
Yes, they go across all different ranks. And if I was a Cub Master or a committee, I would just plank, 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 put them in there.
That could be a PAC meeting activity right there.
Them up and there you go. But we that is something we would like to get to. Ours will be, these are ideas and suggestions because councils have autonomy on delivery. So, and maybe folks don't understand that, that the National Cub Scout Committee, we are in charge of putting the content as in what is required and what needs to be done. And then councils are, have autonomy, the ability to, and should do original works because your areas are all different. Your people are different. You know, how how they relate to things might be different. So, so the delivery or how you implement that content technically is within the control of councils, but we can give, you know, best practices and some good ideas and things like that. So just to keep that in that framework of why there is a little bit of separation or lag is because councils really have the authority there to develop their own methods of delivering the content. So,
gotcha.
So, but yes, long story there, short story is yes, that's in work.
Thank you so much, Audrey. This has been a great show. Brian, put that link up one more time so folks have it. This is the link that your QR codes and your printed handbooks will take you to. Might be easier just to bookmark it right now. Great show, Audrey. Thank you all for watching. Appreciate it. A lot of good comments today, a lot of good feedback. Audrey, I think you and I are going to be doing this again real soon.
Yeah, so, a couple of weeks, I think.
Yep. Thank you for joining us. Look forward to seeing you again. Hope everybody has a good, safe weekend. We'll see you all in a future episode of Cub Chat Live very, very soon.
Great.
Bye, everybody.
Take care.
Thanks, Audrey.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode. Same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past video episodes. You can see us live, except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.